They must have 50 pounds of fertilizer on them for over. Cut about $2.50 worth of fertilizer better under mill. That's the way you do it. That's what makes them.
Yes, sir. About the land you have around here, tell me about the different type of land. Say a piece of land that would be overflowed in the spring and you have to plow it later.
Well, we don't have any overflow, no land here that overflows really right around here. Ain't nobody got any of that around here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't ever have no worry about overflowing. Of course, you know, you can get rain and get drowned and out, you know, but I mean this overflow, no, go underwater is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, that's something most of them down at Mississippi River. They have that regular, and that river, you know, gets so high. Some springs, they have thousands and thousands of acres that they can't plow the way up late. And I believe it was 2 years ago, maybe they had a lot of that. Now, last year, they didn't. The river never got high enough to give them much trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
But that land you call the...
Yeah, all they call...
That's just the...
Of course, it was bottom land.
Yeah,
overflowing land.
What about kind of low-lying grassland that's just you couldn't do anything but maybe leave it out for the cows where they could graze? That's a
well, that area is not very suitable for farming, you know. But still, it grows good grass.
Yeah,
and people figures on that too. You always, if you're going to farm or garden, you know, try to have your best, you know. And you need a sandy soil, you know. You really need some sand in your land, what we call a sandy soil, you know. And we have some land here termed white land that is adapted to some things. Now, strawberries does as well or better on that than anything else. You can put them just regular old white land with plenty of fertilizer. But cotton, corn, you know, peas, beans, just name anything else, and it's better on a loamy soil that's got sand in it.
Yeah. Yeah. What does sugar cane grow in?
Well, since sugar cane, they grow it, most sugar cane in Louisiana is grown, really, I think, on this here black land, you know, it's southwest Louisiana or down here.
Yeah, they call it...
Gumbo or something, I don't know what...
Buckshot,
that's right.
Yeah.
But I'm not too familiar with that, but I know I've been down through there, you know. Places down there I've seen where they grow tremendous lot of cabbage too.
Yeah?
Oh gosh, I've seen cabbage, acres and acres of cabbage there. Yeah. And now that is very rich land, that Buckshot land, but it's not as easy cultivated as land like we got
that's
here.
That's true. This thing gonna break your plow
yeah.
when it gets dry.
And if they was doing that, or when it was done, one time was done with mules and horses, you know, they had to have a black land plow for it, a special made plow.
Hmm.
On the plow we got here, it would just kick up on it. The plow would have a long wing on it, you know, come way back, you know, and gradual.
Yeah.
And ours didn't come up pretty well, you know, and it just sand it, you know, it just rolled it off.
Yeah.
But not so with them. No, they got different plows.
Now, if you got land that have water standing in it a long time, most of the time, that'd be a... Like this land right over here is a what?
We call that slash.
That's a slash?
Yeah, slash for water. You know, stands, yeah.
Yeah. Would that usually have a lot of trees around it, or?
Yeah, hardwood. Yeah, it grows that hardwood right through it, you know. But pine won't grow it with nothing.
Yeah.
No.